Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. We come together. 710 WOR.
Happy Friday, everybody. The weekend is upon us, and Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and we have a special treat for you now, because here in the flesh, in our studio, not hanging out on a street corner as she usually does, is WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini with a Mother's Day story. Alice, good to see you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Michael. You know, I wanted to talk about a woman who I admired when I was growing up, because, you know, my mother said I could do anything, but I wanted proof of that. And when I saw Mary Alice Williams go from being an assignment reporter at PIX to the anchor and news division VP at CNN, I had hope, and other girls like myself did. And do you remember when she had children?
I don't, but wasn't she on Channel 4 and NBC for
She was on Channel. Yeah, she was on Channel 4.
Mary Alice Williams, sure.
I remember Mary
Alice. She co-hosted Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. But when she decided to get pregnant, there was like this whole thing, Connie Chung, you know, I want to have a baby. And when she got pregnant at 42, there were lots of headlines.
42 so, she got pregnant, huh?
42, wow. Yeah. So this woman was proving to women like me that we could have a career and family, but she was a trailblazer. So some of the things that she had to go through in this male-dominated world were unbelievable.
We had we sat on anchor chairs that had wheels on them, and one would crawl under the desk and pull my leg so my chair would move.
while you were on camera?
Yeah, so I did, and I learned to keep going. The reason they call me the unflappable Miss Williams is I learned early on that not to let it bother me and just to keep on going.
They even set her script on fire. She would be on air.
Oh, hang on one second. She's painting it that men were tormenting her as a woman. Let me tell you, you want to know some of the things Sue Simmons would do to men?
Oh, I would love it.
It goes both ways. I mean, there's a famous story that she turned around on air. Well, you couldn't see her from the front. She turned around and flashed Marv Albert.
It's fun times.
Was he wearing his garter belts?
Stop. Anyway.
But they would, like, one guy came up with a lighter and set her script on fire, and she's on air, like, putting the fire out.
Well, why not? But these are practical jokes, right?
They were just
having fun with her. They weren't harassing her or holding her back at all.
No, but there was a very famous man, the founder of CNN, who got a lesson from Mary Alice.
And I decked a very famous man in a very public place who grabbed me in a very private place.
Ooh.
And that made the papers and television lore, and nobody really ever came after me again. I was young. I was stupid. That was a little aggressive. You know, a 6-inch punch, and then Tom Siders held him down on the floor until he apologized.
This was Ted Turner?
Ted Turner.
She decked him out?
Ted Turner? Ted Turner. On the floor.
She kept him. Her job?
She kept, not only that, she became a vice president.
Wow. And Ted Turner grabbed her in inappropriate place?
Like, up the skirt.
Really? I thought that was just Fox. That happened at CNN?
No. It happened at CNN, but it's just interesting the way she chose to handle it, and he had so much respect for her after that.
Wow, very cool.
So this is how, you know, she said she doesn't harbor any resentment to any of the people who did these things.
There's just no percentage in being angry about stuff. Stuff happens, and you get to choose whether you're going to accept it or not. You get to choose where you're going to find a place for it in your heart or not.
So she started having kids in her early 40s, and what people don't know is that for 17 years, she was a single mom.
Huh.
Laura is her 15-year-old daughter, a 25-year-old daughter.
Coming home from work and packing lunches or dinners, which were good sometimes, not good other times.
I Ziploc made my own Happy Meals.
Yes. In Ziploc containers, and then driving us to our activities, whether it was soccer practice or basketball practice or a theater play.
And when nannies didn't show up, she would take the kids to work with her. And on one election night, they slept in the control room while she was on the air all night doing election returns.
With Anthony.
Yeah.
How many kids does she have?
She's got 3 girls, no worse for the wear.
What impacted me the most was being raised by this woman who was also a career-driven woman and who also worked really, really hard. I mean, I think there's still an idea that you can have a career and then you have to take a break and raise your kids and then you can go back, right? First of all, it couldn't happen. Second of all, I don't think even if she had all the money in the world, I think she still would have worked through raising us because it's what she loves to do.
And you know what? Her three daughters are just like her. They're, you know, hard-driven, working, overachievers just like her. So Mother's Day is tough.
Again, and growing up with a person in news, like, a holiday is fine and great, but it's never been like, we all have to be together for this holiday, because 90% of the time, we can't be together for this holiday. So
we always find a way.
Right.
We have Christmas breakfast, or we have, I mean, this year,
Thanksgiving 4 days later,
right,
which is fine.
And, you know, overall, Mary Alice believes we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go.
But if you consider the economic consequences to women to whom that was done, who were prevented from working again, whose careers were completely destroyed if they rebuffed the advances of the guy, you can name those women. There are an awful lot of them. And I think that's been the long-term disability, the long-term permanent scar on the women who had to put up with that behavior back in the bad old days. So yeah, time's up.
And you know, she was saying that there's women still are perceived, when you leave to have a baby, if you take time off, or even if you stay on the job, you're often perceived as being less interested and less capable once you become a mom, and often passed over for projects, promotions, and comparable pay. And that's got to change.
Where is she retired now, or is she still?
No, she's at NJTV.
Oh,
no,
right.
I don't think this woman will ever stop working.
Now, when
no.
you say she's a single mom, was she never married, or was she divorced earlier?
She got divorced. She had the three girls. She got a divorce, and then she just focused on raising her kids. And for 17 years, she didn't even have a date. It was all about the kids.
She was at Mother's Day to her.
She was at NBC. Do you have any stories about Tom Brokaw?
No. We're not going to comment on that, but yes.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Oh, part two.